FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Stephen. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm just waking up, but you know what? All worth it to go watch the Tillies last night. Yeah, good.
I mean, you were just saying just before we went on air to come away with a win, and we're in the quarterfinals now.
Yeah, correct. Only 8 teams to go. We're 1 of 8, you know. We could get there. This is really, really doable, I think.
As someone who's not even interested in soccer, even I'm starting to feel a bit of excitement about the whole situation.
Mate, the invite's always there to wheel a place. I'll let you know. You can always come to the next game.
Yeah, okay. Good to know. Good to know. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. Crevo's not coming with you.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It wasn't
highly unlikely.
Highly, highly unlikely.
If there's a chance it could get on in the background on TV at home, that's probably as close. I've never even watched a full soccer game.
Oh, well, that's a win. That's another one for the numbers column. You
that's
know, another
right.
TV that it was watched on.
Exactly.
Yeah, so take what you can get.
Doing more than what Jess was doing. I assume you were asleep well and truly by 8:30 kickoff.
Yeah, I was. If your invite comes on a, you know, weekend night, I might take it up.
Oh, oh, there you go.
There's another one for the Wheel of Place column. That's better.
No, it's good. It is slowly building Wheel of Place. Yeah. Slowly but surely. I was hoping, perhaps naively, that there'd be a few more people last night. But still, like, most of the seats were taken up, which is good.
Oh, that's good.
That's a win, most of the seats. You want it to, like, standing room only, ideally, right?
Basically, yeah. Well, that's what it was for the men's game when we were in that knockout stage. You couldn't move. You couldn't breathe. That's what you want, you know?
not breathing.
Yeah. Oh, well, I
good
don't know.
To know.
Doing it all together. What a way to go. Watching the team you love, the country you love. I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, very true. What a way to go. Sadly, he passed away at Wheeler Place. He was watching the team he loved, though, so that's a win.
Absolutely.
One for the numbers column. Of course, we'll be doing a news chat up next as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, we've got to talk about the Tillies. How good?
Yes, we do. As previously mentioned, we've made it through to the quarterfinals, which is very exciting. The first time we've been able to do it since 2015, making it even more exciting. We defeated Denmark last night 2-0. We were ahead 1-0 going into the break.
Yep.
And scored the second goal in the 69th minute. Our awesome Emily Van Egmond from here in Newcastle, she's been pairing up with Mary Fowler, which has certainly been working to our advantage. Particularly last night in that second goal, which was awesome to see. But the Matildas were so good. Their defence, it was great. It was near impossible for the Danish side to have any sort of chance to score a goal. So how bloody good.
Yeah, unreal. Well, the Danish side actually looked dominant for about the first 15 minutes. And then, I don't know, maybe they got a spray the Matildas, or the coach gave them a bit of a talking to. They flipped a switch. Just like that, the game went a full 180. Basically, we were dominating the game.
Maybe they
got the result.
They were lulling them into a false sense of security.
Perhaps.
You reckon there's
like
some more mind games in this?
Absolutely. As there'd be definitely so many mind games going on.
Very risky to allow a couple shots early and just hope that you can miss.
Nah, they know what they're doing.
Like a true expert, Creamer.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Now, earlier as well, though, Jess, you did mention you might get down to a live site if it's on the weekend.
Then this next one happens to be on a weekend.
You've committed yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting there biding my time wondering if, you know, perhaps this was a sign. Of course, we do play a quarterfinal match this Saturday, 5 p.m. We take on the winner of France versus Morocco. So that game happens tonight. So we've got to sit and watch and figure out who our opponent is. And then Saturday, 5 p.m, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. That is almost the perfect time.
It is literally the perfect time.
Oh, well, Jess will be there. That's a good commitment to have
made. Ask me on Friday.
Yeah, okay.
All of a sudden. Flipping it around. Switching gears a little bit, our dam levels are dropping, Jess.
Yeah, so the Bureau of Meteorology has been saying for a long time now that we are right in the middle of a very dry winter. We're coming into quite a dry and hot summer as well, unfortunately, which comes with all sorts of warnings about bushfires and grass fires and all the rest of it. The dams are slowly dropping because we haven't had that rain. Grahamstown Dam, which is the Hunter's biggest dam, has like a capacity of 180,000, has fallen to 93.3% capacity. capacity as of yesterday. These dams were, full capacity and more a year ago. So it just goes to show how little rain we've had over the last 12 months. So
definitely concerning. Anyway, hopefully we do get some rain because it seems like it's much, much needed for Hunter.
Let me get my washing in first, please.
No, fair enough.
No.
No one worries about that. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, so there's this hand-printed, like printed on a home printer sign that's been put up on one of the apartment buildings on Bolton Street.
Right, okay.
So that's just in Newcastle. It's not a long street. It's where the Ship Inn is. I don't know if you're familiar with
that
one. Yeah. So it's just, it can only be a handful of apartment buildings. I'm not sure which one, but it's been put up there. It says, "This is not a toilet. Do not piss here. Tell me where you live and I'll come around and piss on your driveway. See how you like wading through it and dealing with the stench."
Oh, what? So, what? Someone's urinating on
it. Must be consistently urinating on the side of someone's building just in the driveway section.
Is it in like a little alley or something?
No, Bolton Street is, like, it's a through street.
Yeah.
So, there's no alleys off it. It just must be, like, a little entry to one of the... It looks like the entry to one of the apartment buildings. So,
yeah,
someone
must
just keep ducking in there after big nights out or something and using it as their own toilet.
Oh,
so annoying.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. It is so annoying, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, I get it. You do live in the middle of the city. But still, that's no excuse for your building to be used as a toilet.
Also, though, wading through it seems like a bit of an over-exaggeration.
I'm only speculating, but I think you're right.
There's no way they're bringing the wellies out every morning thinking, I'm going to have to go through the piss again.
Not again. It must be more than one person if that's the case.
Oh, that's it.
Anyway, I mean, go home or find a public toilet. There's plenty around.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, don't just pee on concrete.
On anyone's building. New FM.
And Crevo, we're all aware that, particularly since COVID-19 struck, working from home has become way more prominent.
Oh, so many of my friends, they'll never go to the office again.
Well, that's it. You get so many benefits of working from home. I mean, the first and foremost is you save time on travel and you save money on travel. Don't have to buy fuel and don't have to sit in traffic.
That's
two big ticks. Also, uniform policy, nowhere near as strict.
Yeah. One of my friends, he only works in pyjamas. That's it.
Well, that's it. And maybe if you have to do the rare Zoom meeting, you just chuck an ice top on for
or
5 minutes. Oh, well, that's it. Then that can sort it out for you anyway.
Yeah.
So, because there's all these benefits, of course, to working from home, companies are really struggling to get employees back in the office. So, Google's taking this and they're trying to find a solution by offering their employees, I suppose, accommodation, essentially. So, what they're doing is they're attempting to lure, like I said, employees back into the office by offering a special on-campus hotel in Mountain View, California. So, this on-site hotel has been offered to employees at a rate of $99 per month and was and was created with the hopes of making it easier for Googlers to transition to the hybrid workplace. So the idea is that even if they come back to the office for 2 days a week, they can just stay the night.
Yeah,
$99, stay the night.
Yeah.
They can do their 2 days and then they can go home and do the rest from home or whatever it may be.
And if you've seen the Google offices ever, like on
flashy, aren't they?
Very fancy. So you know, $99, it's like the price of a Fleabag motel, but it's going to be luxury, probably 5-star.
And you know you'd have all the bits and bobs included as well.
Oh,
you'd have your gym, you'd have your pool, like all the facilities would be provided, you'd imagine.
It's going to be very flashy. And rents like in San Francisco are outrageous. Just looking at having a look here, a one bedroom unit, very small, $7,000 a month.
Yeah, wow.
So
that's extortionate, isn't it?
Crazy high because everyone works for Google and is loaded.
I guess
unless you're the poor cleaner who gets nothing.
Yeah, when you put it in perspective like that, because to me, $99 a night doesn't seem that cheap. I mean, it does for a hotel, but not to live.
Mm.
You know. Yeah, fascinating.
In where that is, Silicon Valley, that's cheap as chips. And like I said, it's going to be luxe. I reckon they'll get a few people in on that.
Maybe just to treat yourself. Get away from the kids for a night or something like that. You just stay after work.
Oh, I've got to stay back at the hotel.
Working late, love.
Don't want to listen to all that chitter chat. Like yap yap at home. Fair enough. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, get excited because we're playing Three of a Kind. Now, if you haven't heard this before, very simple game. We give you three things and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things. If you can do it faster and better than your opponent, you win prizes. Let's do an example, shall we?
All right, do you want me to give you an example?
I've got one for you ready to go.
All right, give it to me then.
Okay, Crunchy Nut.
Mm-hmm.
Special K,
mm-hmm.
Cocoa Pops.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Of course, your name is your buzzer, so I've buzzed in. I reckon they're types of cereal.
There you go. You've got it. Perfect. 1 point on the board for Stephen.
Of course, you get yourself 2 points, best of three. You win yourself prizes, and there are plenty of prizes up for grabs today. Crevo.
Yes, get so, in. What have we got up for grabs?
Well, that's it. Give us a call if you want some of this. 4967405. First of all, winner of Three of a Kind, they've got 2 tickets to the VIP opening of Inferno at the corner of Charlestown Square. We'll be there, of course. We're opening it up. Brand new venue. Mm. You want to be there. You want to see how the other half live, how the Mark Crevos of the world live.
Oh, turn it up.
Get to this VIP opening, of course, 4967405, plus all callers on air today in the chance to win a couple tickets to go see the Mighty Knights taking on the Bulldogs Sunday, 13th of August at McDonald Jones Stadium.
So you could be getting the gold reserve tickets to the Knights game. And at Inferno, this is like that flash Italian place.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Leo Gate Estate Wines. Now, this is this beautiful winery out at Pecolbin.
You'd be familiar with this.
I am, actually. It's delicious. The wines are amazing. They've got like the big lions, like statues there. It's a really like, I don't know, it's a fancy venue, so they know how to make the good wines there.
Be warned, but once you've had these wines, it'll be hard to go back to the bargain bin at Dan Murphy's.
Very tough.
It'll ruin wine for you for the rest of your life, essentially.
That's going to be what's on offer there. So 4967-4105. If you want to have a go at Three of a Kind, and I guess test your detective skills, up next.
And, of course, up next, Crevo, if you're a big Loch Ness Monster fan like myself, make sure you stick around because we've got a bit of a call to action, I suppose, to try and find Nessie once and for all.
Some very exciting news in just a few minutes. Now, though.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, if you haven't heard this game, very simple. We give you three things, hence the name Three of a Kind, and you've got to figure out what is the linking theme between the three things, right? Your name is your buzzer, first to two, best of three. That's sort of the mechanics behind it.
Yeah, nice and simple.
Let's meet our contestants for today, vying for the prizes. First of all, to Maryland, we've got Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Fellas, how are we?
Very good, thanks. What are you up to today on the way to work?
Unfortunately.
Mate. Oh, no. Drudging in, like, chance of rain as well. Are you a tradie or what are you up to?
I work on conveyor belts.
Oh, okay. So you'll be indoors at least?
Underground.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Mining stuff. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Up against him, we've got Simon in East Maitland. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very good. Ready to go?
I'll do the best I can.
Very good. All right.
All right. Well, best of luck to both our contestants. Like Crevo said, your name is your buzzer, so let's test that first. Michael, your buzzer?
Michael.
Yep. Simon?
Simon.
Yep, lovely. Simon. Nice and easy. We get how it works. Okay, best of luck to both our contestants. Your first one this morning is Hass Shepherd Bacon.
Simon,
quickest there.
Pie?
What was that, sorry, mate?
Highways.
Highways. No, highways not correct, unfortunately. Not. Michael, have you got a guess?
Guys, it seems like avocados.
Avocados is correct. Well done, Michael. First one on the board. All right, so that's one to Michael. Simon, a bit of scoreboard pressure here. Your next one, gentlemen, is Thimble Top Hat Iron.
Ooh, I just don't know if I heard that, probably, but, yeah, I've got no idea, I don't think.
All right.
No idea for Thimble Either Top Hat Iron?
No, I'm buzzing you out.
All right, they've been buzzed out. They're actually the Monopoly pieces.
Of course they are. Yeah. All right, next
That's
one.
All right.
Next
so we're still one to Michael. Simon trailing behind, but plenty of chance to come back here. Next one is beef and black beans, sweet and sour pork, Peking duck.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, Michael, that was quickest.
Trying.
Chinese dishes, correct. Well done, mate. Congratulations.
You've got yourself all the prizes. Your VIP invite to Inferno, plus you're in the draw for some Gold Reserve Nights tickets. Well done, man.
Love it. Can't wait to hopefully get the night tickets as
well.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
Fingers crossed. They're in form, and of course, we are giving you the chance to get those night tickets all morning, so make sure you don't go anywhere because they're the hottest tickets in town. You want to get there.
Oh, of course, especially Gold Reserve, New FM.
And Creva, it's no secret that I'm a big fan and a big believer in the Loch Ness Monster.
Right? In fact, it's one of the first things you told me about yourself. Yeah, I believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
I really do love Nessie, which is normally met by laughter from not just yourself, but from other pundits as well. People who think I'm a bit crazy.
Yep.
However,
I do.
However, soon I'll be having the last laugh, Craver, I'll have you know, because there's calls now for volunteers the world alike to join, you know, obviously the official bodies and the official, you know, Loch Ness Monster hunting team.
Yeah.
As they do the biggest search in over 50 years, right? So what's going on is it's happening later this month, 26th and 27th of August. So
2 days. They're doing it over two days.
Over 2 days, of course.
Who knows? Weekend?
Yeah, you might not be able to find Nessie in one day. But what they're doing is drones are being fitted with infrared cameras and flown all over the lock. They're using a hydrophone. Well, series of hydrophones, sorry, to detect unusual underwater sounds. And as well, there's going to be plenty of places set up by organisers and volunteers where you can sit there and have a look from a vantage point and see if you can spot Nessie as well.
What? Like up on a hill?
Yeah,
with a pair of binoculars.
Well, they're just
not going to see it.
There'll be various points scattered around the lock, of course, where people can say, and then many eyes, someone will say something, surely. Well, this has been set up by the Loch Ness Exploration, which is, of course, the official team of researchers used to find Nessie.
God.
And like I said, happening over 2 days, Alan McKenna, who's one of the lead explorers, I suppose, of said loch, says it's our hope to inspire a new generation of Loch Ness enthusiasts, and by joining this large-scale surface watch, you'll have a real opportunity to personally contribute towards the fascinating mystery that's captivated so many people from around the world. You could be the one to see Nessie.
So are you going to fly over and do it at the end of the month?
I'm very torn about this, Crevo, because...
Are you?
Yeah, because, right?
You're going to go for 2 days to Scotland?
Well, I absolutely would, right? But I've just forgotten mine and Siobhan's anniversary. And the 26th of August is her birthday. I don't know if I can, you know, manage to weasel my way out of that one.
I mean, do you like Siobhan?
I do. Maybe I'll just say, you know what, Siobhan?
Anniversary present.
It's your birthday. Treating you to a weekend in Scotland. Let's go. Oh. Let's go enjoy a little romantic weekend getaway.
And you get there. Why are we just going out towards this lake? Nothing. We just got a couple of days here by the lake. We're just going to sit here and watch the water. Any reason? No.
You know what I'll do? I'll frame it as like a picnic with a waterside view. I'll get some nice cheese and crackers and like a nice bottle of wine. I'll be like, Siobhan, let's just sit here and enjoy the scenery, you know, enjoy the view.
I can't wait for this to unfold.
And then I could be the one that sees Nessie and then I'll get the last laugh.
How is there a reward or something?
No, the reward is being the one who's discovered Nessie.
Oh.
That's reward in itself.
Yeah, I don't know Siobhan at all, but I reckon she's not going to be for this. Good luck with it, though.
Oh, I'll try my best.
See how it goes. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And get it, because $350 we've got up for grabs, the trivia check, just after 7 o'clock. Very easy. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly.
Whew.
If you do that, that's it. You win the money, $350, straight into your bank account. Done.
Like you said, super easy. That's happening after 7. Winning on winning all morning, though, because we are giving you the chance to win some nights tickets, basically just for getting involved in the show.
Oh, yes,
so have
please.
It locked and loaded, ready to go, 4967405. And up next, we're going to be talking about tattoos and maybe a way to prevent some of the more silly ones occurring.
All right. We'll chat more about that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos here on 105.3 New FM.
And, Crevo, I'm going to put to you something that I think is while it hasn't already been implemented across the Hunter and the world alike.
Okay.
Because yesterday you and I were talking about silly things we did when we were young,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So we did a phone based on it. We got some great stories from right across the Hunter, one of which was a gentleman who said he got a pretty rough tattoo while he'd had a few drinks with a couple of friends, right?
Sure.
I think it was actually one of your friends you brought it as. It wasn't the caller, but I think it was one of your friends.
My mate, yeah.
I got a real silly tattoo while he was a bit intoxicated, right?
Very drunk.
Now, this is a story that you hear, unfortunately, a bit too often. I think it's wild that people aren't, like, the simple solution seems to be you should just make people do, like, a breathalyzer test before they get a tattoo. Surely that's the way to stop people getting silly tattoos like this.
Another layer of bureaucracy hindering business. That's what I hear. Because that tattoo, like, parlors, a lot of their business would be from people who've had a few drinks, I reckon.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the way. Like, you should, maybe you can jot down an idea while you've had a drink, and then you can reflect on it in the morning and go, do I really want that on my body forever? Or am I quite happy to just maybe leave that one?
Just get it removed. I think you're making it so much
no.
more difficult. Like, as a shop owner, if I had to breath test everyone to see if it, like, you know, if they were under or over so they could buy a couch, it would, I'd be fuming.
All I'll say is I have a mate at the moment who's going through a tattoo removal, and I giggle because he must have been doing it for close to 2 years now. He's probably had 15 sessions on it or something like that. Looks pretty much the same. Almost
that
identical.
That is pretty funny.
Maybe a little bit more faded. So it's cost him, like, I don't know, 10 times what the tattoo cost. And it's, like, 10 times as painful to try and get rid of this tattoo.
Yeah, and that's funny for me.
Yeah, it is. But it's not funny for him. It's funny for me as well. I agree. I don't know. I just couldn't believe when I floated this to you, just kind of, like, in passing yesterday after the show.
Yeah.
You were opposed to this idea, which I can't
believe.
It just makes sense.
You know what? There's enough rules and regulations in this world, we don't need any more. You don't need to be, everyone has to be tested for everything they do. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think when you're making a permanent decision like that, you should have your wits about you. That's my genuine thought.
All right. Well, I guess this is the debate, really. And we wanted to get your thoughts on this. 4967 4105. Should you have to do a breath test before you get a tattoo? Maybe you've gotten one while drunk. Like, what are your thoughts on that as well? You know, maybe you've got an opinion on it.
Now, I understand that we won't get as many good stories, funny stories in the future if we make people, you know, take a breath test before getting a tattoo.
You're ruining FM radio.
I know, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make for the good of the community, for the good of people, you know?
Okay. So the question is, 4967 4105, should you have to legally get a breath test before you're allowed to get a tattoo and have to blow under, I guess, isn't it?
Now, we did do a bit of research.
Way.
Well, I say we. Producer Scott did research.
Yeah.
Called a couple of tattoo parlors across the Hunter region. Apparently, it is not illegal to get a tattoo while intoxicated, but a lot of artists will refuse to do it, just as a moral thing, which I think is the right thing to do.
All right, well, yeah, let's let Newcastle decide.
Of course, 4967 4105, that number once again. Do you think you should have to have a breathalyzer test before you get a tattoo? And for getting your thoughts on the air today, you win yourself a double pass to go see the Knights Sunday afternoon against the Bulldogs in form. 5 in a row. They're going to make it 6 this weekend. I can just feel it. Gold reserve tickets. 4967 4105, that magic number to call. And Creamer, we're asking the simple question on 4967 4105. Should you have to take a breath test, obviously an alcohol breath test, before getting a tattoo? This comes after yesterday you were telling me a friend of yours had a few too many drinks, got themselves a silly tattoo. I think the simple solution, make sure they take a breath test. You think that rips away all the fun from this story?
Yeah, and too much bureaucracy already. The last thing we need is more. This makes life so difficult for businesses.
Well, let's let Newcastle decide. Of course, like I said, on 4967 4105. A Lemon Tree Passage is where we find ourselves first. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, I'm against it, sorry. I just think it's up to every individual. It's their choice.
Thank
They're silly enough to get a tattoo when they're drunk, then I'm sorry, they have to pay 4 times to get it removed if they want.
Joe, do you own a tattoo removal business by any chance?
No, not at all. No.
I feel like we should be buying shares in them, though. It's a good idea.
I love tattoos. Don't get me wrong. I think they're fine, and I want one myself. But if I choose to get one when I'm drunk, my responsibility, not the tattoo artist. They're just doing their job, mate. So,
that's exactly right. Thank you.
There you go.
Common sense.
Joe reckons we're ripping away her freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And who wants that?
All right, we'll go to Rutherford next. Morning, Trish. What do you think of this?
I don't think you should have to have a breathalyzer. Look, all my kids have got tats. My son's got a fair few on his body and half the places where he's got them done. It's a little bit painful, so he has a few lemonades before he gets them done. So,
Right.
So he has it as part of like a pain relief.
Well, they go, him and his mates go down to the Central Coast and there's a guy down there that taps them and they have a night of it. They all get tattooed and have a few drinks while they're doing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Have you ever been on one of these nights out with them, with the boys, Trish?
No, that's them to go.
Fair enough.
Well, there you go. Well, that's two to you so far, Craig.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
No one's their freedoms ripped away from them, you know? That's what I think.
Just trying to prevent a lot of pain down the road. That's all I've done. I've got people's best interests at heart, I promise.
Yeah, right. To Mayfield, God's Country, up next. Good morning, Omar.
G'day. How are we, guys?
Very good. What are your thoughts on this?
All right, before I enter that, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
If, let's say, he had to get a breather, and he went, bang, 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 no, you can't get a tattoo, he would not have a reminder to remind him of how silly mistake he would have made. So I'm going to say...
Oh, you're just breaking up there, Omar. Now, if we can, it would be good to bring producer Scott in here.
It sounds like the crux of the story is that's how you learn.
Learn your lesson.
Is by making mistakes. And if you don't have that to, like, show you, you know, if there's not that learning mistake on your body, then you could just make the mistake in the future, I suppose.
Yeah, so look at that. 100% of Newcastle saying, breathos for tattoos, no good. It's a win for me.
Unbelievable.
New FM.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
How would you like to grab $350 this morning with your hands?
Ooh, would not mind.
Just slip that in your wallet. Why not? It's very easy with Trivia Check. Ooh, I've lost the ability to say trivia. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly. If you can do that, you win the money.
Well, that's it. Super simple, isn't it?
There's all these competitions about where you got to enter this online and do that and answer all these questions and tests and be at a certain place. None of that. Just answer one question. You do that right, money's yours.
And like you said, $350 up for grabs this morning. Yesterday, Siobhan and I, we went to Wharf. We went down to the Wharf, of course, and grabbed two pork rolls from Bar Me 233.
Yep.
Oh, imagine how many pork rolls you could buy with $350.
You can calculate it if you want. But this is your chance to win the money. So very easy. Call up now. 4967-4105. We need one contestant on the air to answer one trivia question. You do it right, the money is yours.
So easy.
4967-4105. If you want to win $350 right now, New FM.
Up next, Cravo, we're going to have a bit of a chat about the Tillies. Of course, myself and producer Scott went to Wheeler Place yesterday. Well, last night, of course, to go watch the game as they took out Denmark 2-0 to move to the quarterfinals. So I want to have a bit of a chat about that. And also, I just have a little bit of a gripe, a bone to pick, I suppose.
All right, we'll get into it in minutes. Now, though, free cash.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, this is your chance at $350 instantly to the bank account. So easy. Just answer one trivia question correctly. If you do that, the money is yours.
So simple, isn't it?
I know, we're not making things hard for you. And we've given away thousands of dollars to people locally in Newcastle and the surrounds just the last couple of months.
In recent memory, really.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, only local winners making heaps and heaps of money. Let's try and make that trend continue by meeting our next contestant.
Yeah, we head to Rutherford. Good morning, Gabby. How are you feeling?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You excited to have a crack at, of course, Trivia Check?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, you're just cutting out there. Gabby, we're going to give you one more chance and we may have to go to another contestant who can't really hear you. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll try and roll with it. Of course, you got one question, a 5-second timer as well. Best of luck, Gabby. You ready for your question?
Yep.
All right, that sounds better. Best of luck. Your question this morning is, Gabby, a critically acclaimed 2019 feature film directed by actress Olivia Wilde is called what?
Oh, I really don't know.
Buzzed out. Yeah, we're looking for Booksmart, of course, the name of that film. Olivia Wilde, normally the one in front of the camera, this time behind it, critically acclaimed as well. So if you haven't seen that one, Gabby, probably worth checking out.
Definitely. All right, well, that means tomorrow it jackpots to $375 as Trivia Check continues. Same time, same plays here.
And, of course, Grevo, last night the Tillies triumphant, of course, in the Women's World Cup. They were up against Denmark.
Brilliant.
1-2, which puts them through to the quarterfinals. Now, producer Scott and I went to Wheeler Place and watched it. Atmosphere was good.
Part of the team representing New FM, these kind of local events.
Well, that's it. The atmosphere was good, perhaps not as good as I was hoping for, maybe a little bit naive on my end. But there's still, like, most of the seats were taken up. I was just hoping that, I said to my housemate Nick when we rocked up, I hope we have to stand. That's what I said to him. I hope there's no seats and we're forced to stand there and watch it from the back.
Was he also agreeing or not?
Nah, he was like, I wouldn't mind a seat. Yeah, he was like, I wouldn't mind a seat. But, you know, selfishly though, I thought for the greater good of the Tillies, I was hoping there'd be so many people there. Anyway, yeah. It was a good enough crowd and people who were there thoroughly enjoyed the game. My gripe with this whole event is not the Tillies, is not the attendance. It's the time of the games, right? Last night, kickoff 8:30 p.m.
Sure.
Too late.
What, for what?
Too late on a Monday night.
Because, like, so, okay, what time's the game? How long's the game go for?
Like, a bit of 2 hours, probably.
So what? Finishes, what,
10:30. That's too late. Too late for most people. On a Monday night, people have got to work the next day, Crevo. My problem with this is, right?
Such a child.
No. My issue with this, right, is as a long-suffering soccer fan or around football fan, for too long I've suffered terrible game times because they're normally over in Europe, right? So I've had to get up early or stay up real late to watch my team because that's what the time difference is.
Okay.
And you think, you know what, that's fair enough. It's in their country. It's their, you know, home league or whatever. They can put the games whatever suits them.
Yeah.
But when we get it here in Australia and it's in our time zone, it's in our backyard, there's no reason I should have to be staying up so late.
I've got a solution for you.
What's that?
Watch the replay.
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm in here this morning. When would have I watched the replay for last night's game?
Get up earlier if you're going to bed so early since the game's not on.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing then. That's the same problem. I have to get up just as early then as I would have if it's over in Europe. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you should be used to it by now.
No, that's what I'm saying. For once, we should be the ones that get these prime time games. Now, my argument's been null and void a little bit by the fact that our quarter final will be Saturday 5 p.m, which is the perfect time
slot. Yeah, what more do you want? Big baby?
You win that. One of the semi-finals is on Wednesday night at 8 p.m, and the grand final is on at Sunday 8 p.m. as well.
What's wrong with that?
It's just too late.
It's prime time.
Tonight's game, France versus Morocco, which is the game to decide who we verse, of course, in the quarter final, that starts at 9 p.m. Won't finish till 11. I want to stay up and see who the Chilis are going to verse, but I can't stay up till 11 to watch that game.
Why not? Just do it. Are you even... Like, what's wrong with you? Just stay up till 11. You'll be right.
I'm just saying, there's so many people, I'm sure, like myself, who are suffering tired through work.
You're having such a rough time. You're pausing. Oh.
It's late. It is late. I'm just saying,
you want a cuddle?
Games. Oh, I've had enough of it. Honestly, I'm just saying, my solution is start the games like 6 o'clock, 6:30.
You're having a tough time,
you start at 6:30, you'll be done 8:30, everyone's in bed, time for work the next day. That's what I think. I
can't believe I'm in such a crybaby about this. It's ridiculous.
I think I'm justified.
UFM.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And Crevo, yesterday, Siobhan and I, we were doing our little shop. We're at Coles Katara. And, you know, once we got all our little groceries, we plodded along with our trolley. We went through the self-serve checkout.
Sure.
And the lady in there, I've never seen someone more excited to be about to knock off work.
Oh, couldn't really?
Believe it. And, like, just had to tell absolutely everyone. So when we walked in, you know, I was like, good afternoon, how are you?
How's your day going?
Yeah, she was like, I was like, good afternoon, how are you? She was like, be better in 15 minutes. Like, she was so close to knock off.
You can see the smile, just like every word they say is through a smile,
that's
right?
It. I thought, oh, how good. Not long now, not long now. But while we were scanning our items, of course, two or three more people came through. And she said the exact same thing to all of them as well. You know, I'll be better in 13 minutes, better in 10 minutes.
Nice.
She was so, so excited. And I thought, wow, this lady is just about to absolutely sit back and enjoy her afternoon.
Maybe crack open a lovely Sauv Blanc.
Oh, treat herself. She deserves it.
Yeah, there's no better sound, is there, than first glass of wine of after a hard day's work.
She was so ready for it. She was so excited. I couldn't believe it. I just thought, wow, this is going to be the happiest person in the world right now.
Yeah, exactly. Right there in Katara, just a local Novocastrian, super happy. Up next, asking the question, what did you get stabbed with? Not knife stuff, obviously, but other stories, and we'll get them on the air soon. New FM.
And we're asking for, I guess, a couple of accident stories. 4967 4105, because we're going to talk about what did you get stabbed with, Crevo? This is a bit of a story arc, I suppose, from yesterday when we were talking about dumb things you did as a child.
Sure.
And Ben messaged us in on Instagram and was talking about when he was about 15 or 16, something like that, him and his friends were into archery and decided to take it to the next level by making their own bows from scratch. They grabbed bamboo and all the bits and bobs, made these, you know, bows.
Yeah.
But because they were into archery, had access to real arrows, were testing out their bows with these real arrows, firing them at each other, stupidly when you're a kid.
Oh, it's so dumb.
And, of course, an arrow ends through someone's leg. That's just, I mean, you could see the writing on the wall, couldn't you?
Lucky it was only leg. That's all I can say.
Well, that's it, yeah. As I mean, you'd learn very quickly as a kid. Well, no more shooting arrows at each other.
Yeah, that's just a life lesson, you know. But this is what we wanted to get here. And if you've got a story, 4967 4105, what's stabbed into you? Is the area we move into here.
And we know the stories are out there as well, because yesterday when we put the phone call out on 4967 4105, the lines blew up, and after the segment finished, people were still calling up, and there were some great stories that came through to producer Scott, of course, because he's the one who's answering all the phones. And there was one that particularly stood out yesterday, Scott?
Yeah, look, gents, there's a local Novocastrian, I think his name was Ian, big thanks to Ian for the call, said to me that when he was a kid, he and his brother used to play darts. But they didn't have anywhere to hang the dartboard, so they would hold it for each other.
Oh, dear.
And one of the darts straight in the old thigh.
Oh, so painful. I mean, and the perfect story for this segment.
This is the kind of gear we're looking for, of course. So one more time, if you didn't hear that number, 4967 4105. We want to know what stabbed into you, I suppose, is the question.
That's right. And just for getting on air, you're in the draw for gold reserve tickets, a couple of them to the Knights versus Bulldogs on Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. Now, the Knights have been doing so well, right?
Well, that's it. They've won five in a row. They're going for six. Bulldogs struggling. And we own that Sunday Arvo slot at McDonald Jones Stadium. So you want to be there to cheer on the mighty Knights. That's all I'm saying.
4967 4105. What stabbed into you? Or maybe it was someone you know, like a family member, brother, sister, whatever, that sort of thing.
That's it. Trade your pain for some free Knights tickets. That's what we can offer you.
Someone else's pain that you know.
Yeah, that's true. That'll do.
4967 4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM.
And of course, Crevo, we're asking what you got stabbed with, I guess, or what stabbed into you. We've had a couple funny stories come through yesterday when we were talking about things you did dumb as a kid, essentially. Yeah. And there were stories around, you know, straight arrows. Arrows or darts, things like that. So, of course, trade your story in for a potential chance to win yourself some Knights tickets on 4967 4105. Should we get some of these painful stories out the way, Crevo?
Indeed, indeed. To Madawi, good morning, Gabby. What stabbed into you?
Good morning, guys. It was actually my brother. He threw it onto a thumbtack, but it got so well wedged in there into his bone in his foot that he actually needed a pair of pliers to yank them out again.
What?
Like, did he seek medical professionals, or did he just go, "Dad, grab the pliers," and out it came?
I think even then it was like, "Oh, I don't know what to do." Dad was like, "Right, I'm getting the pliers. Stand still."
Stand still. Like he's moving around.
Yeah, where's he running? He's got a tack in his foot.
Yeah, exactly.
Not getting anywhere anytime quick. All right, let's go to Rutherford now. Morning, Danny.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Very well. Tell us your stabbing story, I suppose.
So in high school, a friend decided he wanted to show everyone a new wrestling move and decided to use me as the, the example. Flipped me over, and it turned out he flipped me over onto one of the agriculture fences, which had a bit of wire sticking out. Went straight in and sort of dragged across.
What part of the body did it go into?
My stomach, and when I looked, you could actually see, like, the white fat cells and stuff as well, like...
Wow. That's too gross.
Steven's had too much. Are you all right there, man?
That's actually made me go quite pale in... Oh, I feel crook. I actually do feel crook.
All right, to Cessnock next. Good morning, Beck.
Morning, guys.
What stabbed into you?
So it wasn't me. It was actually my son. He was running at school, and he ran past a branch that was on the ground and got a stick into his leg. Uh-huh. It was so far in that we actually had to take him to hospital and get it taken out. A week later, it wasn't healing. We realized that it actually embedded itself so far into the leg, it was in the muscle, and needed surgery to have the stick removed.
No.
Oh, my God. I mean,
how quick was he running? How quick's your son? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was not nice.
You would have had to be going at some pace.
I know.
To get it embedded all the way in the muscle. It's not just walking past it.
No, exactly. And also, I mean, sure, usually that kind of injury, you need like a splint on the leg. He's already got one in there, doesn't he?
That's extra. A freebie. Yeah, you ask for half price medical bills.
New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, yesterday Siobhan and I had our first tiff since she's been in Newcastle.
How many hours has Siobhan been in Newcastle?
I wasn't even 48 probably. We had our first tiff.
Over what?
Well, we
is everything all right? Yeah. Is she moving back?
No, everything's okay. Just a minor tiff. We were shopping at Coles in Katara.
Yeah.
And she wanted to get shortcut bacon. Come on now. That's a foolish, foolish decision. The fat is the best bit of the bacon. Why are you cutting that off?
Well, that is a good question.
That's what makes bacon so tasty is the fat on it. Otherwise, it's just kind of like slightly thicker ham. I don't know.
Yeah, they should call it boring cut bacon.
I agree. Like, she was like, no, we need to get the shortcut bacon. We absolutely do not. We're going to have bacon. We're going to indulge and we're going to enjoy it a little bit and have that. That fat rasher is where all the flavour is.
Here's what you do. You cut off that bit. You eat that and you give her the shortcut bit. Yeah. It's just home shortcut.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I guess so that we both get the bit we really want to eat.
Winning on winning, right? It's very simple.
Well, there you go. You've been in this relationship game too long, Creamer. You've got all the solutions.
too long. What are you saying? I should wrap this thing up?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't insinuate anything like that.
Okay, very good. Now, up next, Stephen, a little issue you had with somebody when you were out to dinner over the weekend.
Yeah, there was a bloke who was fairly intoxicated. He was giving Siobhan and I a bit of a hard time.
All right, we'll find out all about what went down with that up next.
And Crevo, over the weekend, I found a wingman in an unlikely source. So Siobhan and I, we went to Fratelli Fresh in Sydney. We spent the night in Sydney, had a bit of a cute little date night after I picked her up from the airport.
It's like this nice Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah, it's on like the harbour, I guess. It's quite fancy.
Yeah.
And we managed to snag ourselves a deal there. I talked about it yesterday on the show, but it was like $89 a head, and what you got was 3-course meal plus free flowing drinks for 2 hours, essentially.
Wow.
Which is like, yeah, pretty nice, isn't it?
You're living the good life.
So Siobhan and I, we had 5 drinks each. You know, we made the use of our package, of course, but there were some people there who were very, very intoxicated. And there was this one gentleman whose mates were basically walking him to him from the toilet.
He was in
all sorts of trouble, right?
Yeah.
And they basically, it looked like his mates were taking turns being like, well, you've got to babysit him for the next 20. You've got to babysit him for
the
next 20.
Yeah.
He was going up to random people trying to talk to them. And then, you know, he'd be talking to him for 30 seconds, 45 seconds. And a mate would come and grab him and go, sorry about this.
Sorry, he's on the list.
Drag him away. Anyway, so eventually, it didn't take him long. He found his way to Siobhan and I's table.
Yeah.
And he came over and he said to Siobhan straight away, is this your guy's first date? And I don't know why. Siobhan said yes. I don't know why she did that, why she thought it'd be funny to tell a little porky.
Yeah.
But she said yes. She was like, yeah, it is our first date. His eyes lit up just like that. He went, well, me and this bloke, we go way back. We used to play sports together. Best bloke, honestly, he's the best bloke you ever meet. Genuine legend. You're one lucky lady. That's what I'm saying.
So he's full wingman.
Full wingman. I've never seen this bloke before. He doesn't know me from a bar of soap. And, you know, Siobhan was like, oh, wow, thanks. That's, you know, a real endorsing review. Now, if that actually was one of my friends, probably a bad review, really.
More likely.
But anyway, you know, Siobhan was like, wow, thanks. What an endorsing review. And he was like, and you know what? This is the cherry on top of his little, I guess, input into our date.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? If I was a young, attractive lady like yourself, I would let this gentleman touch your bottom at the end of the night. I was just like, what on earth? Siobhan was like, well, maybe if he's lucky. I was like, oh.
This date just got spicy.
I was just like, what on earth is this bloke doing? Of course, that's about as far as he got before his mates came and grabbed
him. Oh, he's off again.
No, his mates came and grabbed him. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's a little bit, he's had a few too many, has he?
Yeah, just one or two too many.
We were like, yeah, maybe get him a few waters. But there you go. I found myself a random wingman on a night out in Sydney.
You know what that says? There's good people out there just looking out for their fellow humans.
I suppose.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
Our producer Scott in studio, of course. Scott Chippy from Pell. What's in goss at the moment?
Oh, a couple of sad stories to get you Tuesday started, gents. I know, it sucks. Unfortunately, news breaking this morning that Sandra Bullock's partner has passed away.
Oh, wow. So that's sad.
Yes,
and unexpected.
Yes, very unexpected. He was only in his 50s, unfortunately.
Too young.
Private health battle, but yes, still condolences to Sandra Bullock and her family.
Absolutely.
News also coming out this morning that apparently Natalie Portman and her husband have called it quits after 11 years. Allegations of an affair happening in the background.
What's going on here? Everyone's splitting up with everyone.
It's the season of breakup. So
who's she run off with?
Look, his name was Benjamin Millipied, I think. That's how he pronounced it. I'm not 100% sure what he does because I've never heard of him before. Look, it's unfortunate after 11 years there. Looks like they're donezo.
He'd have to be a somebody, but Natalie Portman wouldn't be lifting up and leaving her life behind for some nobody. He'd have to be, you know, in a fairly good field, earning a fairly good wicket.
No doubt.
Yeah. And the final thing that I saw today, gents, is that Rebel Wilson had to be rushed to hospital yesterday.
I did see this. Was this got to do with a stunt for a movie she was doing or something like that?
She hurt herself on the set of one of her brand new movies. It's called Brideheart. And she got hurt on the set and had to be rushed to the emergency department.
So there was something like facial injuries or something, wasn't there? There was a pretty gnarly photo she posted, I think, on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can probably go check them out there.
Yeah, right. Was it like looked like some bruises or even worse?
Yeah, like lacerations and stuff to the finger, I think.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad, unfortunately, but hopefully she's okay.
All right, there we go.
Brideheart as well.
I know.
Not one I'm rushing to go see. I'm sorry, Rebel, but I heard you giggle as well at the name Brideheart.
Well, it just sounded exactly like a Rebel Wilson movie. Mm-hmm. Without even knowing, you could guess she's starring in it.
And what kind of... I said stunt. I don't think... She's probably just tripped over a cord or something like that. I can't imagine there's too many... she's not Tom Cruising it, is she? And holding off planes and stuff like that. She's
doing wheelies on motorcycles. Unlikely, but you never know. No. Rebel Wilson always full of surprises. UFM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Creebo, of course, Newcastle Jets got a massive clash coming up next week. The round of 32 in the Australia Cup. They're playing out in Maitland.
Very exciting.
Going to be a super exciting game. Now, Dowsy, new signing to the Jets. He's in studio. He's obviously getting ready for that big game. He's also getting ready for a chat with us. And while he's been sitting here in the studio, he's been bugging me, elbowing me. He wants to hear a bit of Kelly Clarkson, of course. So what we'll do is we'll fire some Kelly Clarkson off for Dowsy. A little gift from us to him. And then, of course, we'll have a chat to him about all the prep coming up for this game in just a minute. And of course, Jets got a massive game coming up next week. They're playing Monday against Brisbane Roar, round of 32 in the Australia Cup. We've got in studio, getting ready for said game, I suppose, is local boy, new signing to the Jets, Jacob Dowse. How are you, Dowsey?
I'm good.
Yeah, how's the body feeling? Obviously, you've had a kind of a unconventional road to the top flight, and like a lot of people might know, some might not. You've had a lot of injuries through your time. How's the body feeling at the moment?
Very good at the moment. Obviously, as you said, not the most ideal lead up into a professional environment from a young age, but I feel like I'm definitely on top of those injuries now, and the body's holding up well, and it's held up well for a while now, a few years, and touch wood, that stays the same.
Yeah, fingers crossed, of course.
Fantastic. And you were set to be playing some golf this morning, but, you know, due to the inclement weather, you've come in here instead. But you said normally you don't because sometimes after training and stuff, a bit sore.
Yes, look, we had 2 days off after the game on Sunday against Sydney FC, and
that friendly, yeah.
We don't usually get 2 days off in a row, so
nice.
I thought
cheeky treat.
Maybe today might be a chance to play a bit of golf because I don't mind a bit of golf. But
it's been
the weather hasn't helped, and I got dragged into here. So
the only rainy day in like 2 months.
No, we appreciate you coming in. For those who aren't familiar with your journey, like you said, a lot of sacrifices over the time, including that of your family, particularly your old man has made some sacrifices in your journey. Can you tell us a bit about that?
He has. So my first ACL injury was at just before my 13th birthday. And
wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was probably the best present. So when I had to have surgery, when you tear your ACL, you normally get a graft of some sort, and back then it was the most popular one was a hamstring graft, and
right,
because
okay.
I was so young and my hamstrings weren't very developed then, Dad had to go under the knife as well, so I've
wow.
actually got Dad's hamstring graft as my right ACL. So
wow,
that's
bit of a fun fact. Dad always reminds me of it
for every debt, hey.
Yeah,
but I always say to him, I don't usually use my right foot, so
left footer, kind of, hey.
Yeah, majorly left footed. So,
I mean, it's amazing though that science is able to do that. Like it, on some levels, that's extraordinary in itself.
Yeah, it's crazy, and especially at a young age, I obviously wouldn't have understood it as much as I do now. And yeah, it's unbelievable what they can do and how it all works, that, you know.
Incredible.
I've
still got no idea what's going on with this. I'm glad you've got half the idea. Anyway, now that the body is feeling good, of course, and you are at that top flight, we move to the Australia Cup. You got the round of 32 clash. You guys are playing at Maitland on Monday against Brisbane. Now, this could be your first, you know, senior game back home. You know, hometown boy for the Jets. Has the gaffer given you any hint? You know, like, maybe the lineup's aren't out, but has he gone, Dowsy, here's 30 tickets. Make sure mum, dad, all your mates come along. Have you had any inkling that you're going to be involved?
Not too much. I think I will be involved. Well, hopefully I will be involved.
Yep.
Obviously, I missed the qualifier game a few weeks ago.
In Darwin,
just, purely to, because it was so early in pre-season, I probably wasn't ready to travel that far and and get some minutes. But I feel like I've been working hard the last few weeks and I've got my body to a point where, yeah, I'm ready to go, and hopefully Rob thinks the same thing, and come Monday I'll get to make my debut for the Jets.
Oh, that'd be so exciting, of course. And in a place like Maitland as well.
I know.
It's like smaller grounds in your home sort of area. Are you excited to fill it out and get, like, I guess, that Newcastle crowd, that Hunter crowd right on top of you?
Yeah, definitely. The Maitland Sports Ground facilities, I'm actually been very surprised about it. It's a great... great venue, and I feel like if we can pack that out and, you know, get everyone involved and get, you know, the fans there and family and friends, that it'll be a really good night, and I think we can really make it hard for Brisbane to come here and, you know, try and beat us. So I think it'll be a very good night, and if we can just, you know, get the crowd going and get that stadium full, then I think it'll be a really good night.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, of course. Best of luck. The game is on Monday. You guys are playing, like you said, in Maitland against Brisbane Roar, round of 32 in the Australia Cup. Thanks for joining us, Dowsy.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
New FM.
And Creevo, I have the latest chapter in a saga that's got you and I on tenterhooks, basically.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about this for a little while because it hasn't really been a development, but we're, of course, talking about the proposed UFC cage match between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Battle of the Billion.
Yeah, so for those, pardon me, who haven't been following this along at home, basically, of course, Elon Musk is the CEO, the owner of X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah, also Tesla, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, but the Twitter is the more important one in this feud because he's up against Mark Zuckerberg, who owns Meta, which has
other social media giants in it, including Facebook, Instagram, and more recently, Threads.
Yeah.
Which seems to be basically Twitter's direct opponent.
Yeah, he's essentially looked at Twitter and gone, how can we make a better version of that? And then, you know, come up against Elon Musk.
So obviously Elon Musk has taken a bit of offense to this. They've gone back and forth on Twitter. There was calling each other, you know, Zuck's a cuck, and there was propositions of like an appendage measuring contest. All sorts of stuff. And finally, we've come to this proposed cage match, which is meant to be happening at the Colosseum in Rome. Anyway, it's wild.
You cannot make this stuff up, can you?
Now, we haven't heard much about this in a while. Apparently, recently, Mark Zuckerberg has called out Elon Musk and said they originally planned for it to be August 26th. But Elon has been dodging his calls, you know, not ready for the fight. Mark Zuckerberg ready to go, Elon Musk not so. So in light of that, Elon Musk's doppelganger, this guy from China, has been training in case he gets the call to fill in.
That's so funny.
This video's going viral on TikTok. Basically, there's this guy who looks, yeah, like if you squinted from a long distance away, you'd think it is Elon Musk.
I think they're fairly similar.
Yeah, they got like a similar kind of face shape. Their body's not too similar, but they're like the facial structure, their hair is all very similar. Anyway, video's going viral of him, and he's basically just wrestling this guy who's got a picture of Mark Zuckerberg taped to his face like a mask.
I love that.
So he's in, ready to go in case, you know, like this fight is going ahead at all costs is basically what he's saying. If I need to tag in,
I'm ready.
I'll come in and I'll fight for Elon Musk. So, I mean, you and I have been skeptical about whether this fight was actually going to go ahead. Looks like they've got, you know, backup plans in place. In case one of the fighters gets an injury or something like that, they're ready to go.
The best thing they could do was then find, like, Zuckerberg's doppelganger and do a battle of the doppelgangers.
Put him on the undercard, the warm-up fight. That'd be the perfect scenario to this.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, there you go. Of course, I feel like on that note, perfect way to wrap up today's show. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow for your hump day. Before we go, though, let's give away our prize for Coral of the Day. We'll give it to Beck in Cessnock, who needs to a couple of tickets to the Knights after her son got, I guess, impaled with a stick the way into his muscle when he was a kid.
Out cross-country running, I think it was, and it went straight into the muscle. I had to get it surgically removed.
Oh, gross. Anyway, we'll send Beck and, of course, her son off to see the Knights this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium up against the Bulldogs. Big game. Hopefully they can get up.
Some nice gold reserve tickets. All yours. Another local winner. Done and dusted. That's us for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.